It's a damn voodoo doll, that's what it is, Lou blurted out. I told them that thing a long time ago. The doll was just taking advantage of them. Damn voodoo doll. Okay, Lou, I think it's time you told your side of things, Ed remarked to the young man. Well, let me put it this way, Lou said. I didn't like the doll, and the doll don't like me right back. He said, the thing's got a mind, and dolls don't have minds, right? Let's play that slow. Let me put it this way, Lou said. I didn't like the doll. And the doll didn't like me right back, he said. The thing's got a mind, and dolls don't have minds, right? So from the beginning, I didn't think this thing moving around their apartment was cute at all. You think the doll's cute, huh? Beyond that, tell me what happened to you, said Ed. You say, I wish you quit smoking that pipe and read that book. I gotta have my pleasure. I'm giving you a lot of pleasure. That's one word for it. Well, beyond that, tell me what's happened to you, said Ed. Tell them about the dreams, coaxed Angie. Well, Lou picked up, the thing gives me bad dreams. Recurrent ones. But yet, what I'm going to tell you is not a dream as far as I'm concerned, because I somehow saw this happen to me. The last time it happened, I fell asleep at home, a really deep sleep, while I was lying there. I saw myself wake up. Something seemed wrong to me. I looked around the room, but nothing was out of place. But then when I looked down toward my feet, I saw that rag doll Annabelle. There she was, slowly gliding up my body. Some of you lecherous old rats will buy a rag doll in town tonight. The newest craze, Cabbage Patch dolls, goodbye. Grown men buying rag dolls. Something seemed wrong to me. While I was lying there, I saw myself wake up. Something seemed wrong to me. I looked around the room, but nothing was out of place. But then, when I looked down toward my feet, I saw the rag doll Annabelle. It was slowly gliding up my body. It moved over my chest and stopped. Then you don't want me to continue, do you? Craig and Sam are trying their best to get that doll to start crawling. While I was lying there, I saw myself wake up. I think you gotta have faith up. Got that? While I was lying there, I saw myself wake up. We might as well stay up all night now. There ain't nobody going to sleep. Something seemed wrong to me. I looked around the room, but nothing was out of place. But then when I looked down toward my feet, I saw the rag doll Annabelle slowly gliding up my body. It moved over my chest. This guy says, damn voodoo doll, that's what it is. Remember that? You know, reading and smoking and cleaning your nose is complicated. Do all these things at once. It almost makes you cry. While I was lying there, I saw myself wake up. You know, I got some waiters. Work in restaurants over here in West Los Angeles. They get off about 12:30, 1 o'clock, and they get home, they turn me on for a few minutes before they go to sleep. There's some of them going to poison me when I go in their restaurant now. They're just sitting there cussing me. While I was lying there, I saw myself wake up. I'd suggest you don't go to bed. Then you wouldn't see yourself wake up. While I was lying there, I saw myself wake up. Something seemed wrong to me. I looked around the room, but nothing was out of place. But then, when I looked down toward my feet, I saw the rag doll Annabelle. It was slowly gliding up my body. It moved over my chest and stopped. Then it puts its two arms out. One arm Let me continue. Tell him about the dreams, coaxed Angie. Well, Lou picked up. The thing gives me bad dreams, recurrent ones. But yet what I'm going to tell you is not a dream as far as I'm concerned, because I somehow saw this happen to me. The last time it happened, I fell asleep at home, a really deep sleep. While I was lying there, I saw myself wake up. Something seemed wrong to me. I looked around the room, but nothing was out of place. But then when I looked down toward my feet, I saw the rag doll Annabelle. It was slowly gliding up my body. It moved over my chest and stopped. Then it put its two arms out. One arm touched one side of my neck, the other touched the other side like it was making an electrical connection. Then I saw myself being strangled. I was writhing and trying to push the doll off my chest, but I might as well have been pushing on a wall. It wouldn't move. I was literally strangling to death, but I couldn't help myself no matter how hard I tried. Ed pressed him. Yes, but the priest I spoke with said you had been physically attacked. Is this what you consider to be a physical attack? No, Lou asserted. That happened here in this apartment when Angie and I were alone together. It was about 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and we were reading over maps because I was going off on a trip the next day. Everything was quiet at the time. Suddenly. No, Lou asserted. That happened here in this apartment, the physical attack, when Angie and I were alone together. It was about 10 or 11 o'clock at night. Now, that was earlier than it is right now. No, Lou asserted. That happened here in this apartment when Angie and I were alone together. I don't know why people don't like to read books. I find them rather interesting. Much more interesting than most TV. You know, there's some stations in this town that play old black and white movies when they could be playing me, reading books. No, Lou asserted. That happened here in this apartment, the physical attack, when Angie and I were alone together. Well, that makes sense. That's when physical attacks usually happen. No, Lou asserted. That happened here in this apartment, the physical attack, when Angie and I were alone together. It was about 10 or 11 o'clock at night. I'm going to touch that. And we were reading over maps. Now, ain't that sweet? Because I was going off on a trip the next day. Everything was quiet at the time. Suddenly, we both heard sounds in Donna's bedroom that made us think that someone had broken into the apartment. Lou talking. I quietly got up and tiptoed to the bedroom door, which was closed. I waited until the noises stopped, then I carefully opened the door and reached in and switched on the light. Nobody was in there except the Annabelle doll was tossed on the floor in the corner. I went in alone and walked over to the thing to see if anything unusual had happened. But as I got close to the doll, physical attack is what the subject is here. Yes, the priest I spoke with said you've been physically attacked. Remember? That's what Ed said to him after the dream of the choking. Is this what you consider to be a physical attack, that dream? No, Lou asserted. That happened here in this apartment when Angie and I were alone together. It was about 10 or 11 o'clock at night. Now, I finished the doll crawling up him and choking him apart. Give me a little credit. It was about 10 or 11 o'clock at night. Full opening for Reno. Got that? And we were reading over maps because it was going off on a trip the next day. Everything was quiet at the time. Suddenly, we both heard sounds in Donna's bedroom that made us think that someone had broken into the apartment. I quietly got up and tiptoed to the bedroom door, which was closed. Lou's talking, the one that got physically attacked. I waited until the noises stopped. Then I carefully opened the door and reached in and switched on the light. Nobody was in there, except the Annabelle doll was tossed on the floor in a corner. You notice Lou doesn't call her Annabelle. He says the Annabelle doll. As he said, it's a damn voodoo doll, that's what it is. I went in alone and walked over to the thing to see if anything unusual had happened. But as I got close to the doll, I got the distinct impression that somebody was behind me. I swung around instantly and, well, you won't talk about that part, Angie said. When Lou turned around, there wasn't anybody there, but he suddenly yelled and grabbed for his chest. He was doubled over, cut and bleeding. When I got to him, blood was all over his shirt. Lou was shaking and scared, and we went back into the living room, and when we opened up his shirt, and there on his chest was what looked to be a claw mark. Can I see the mark? Ed asked. I'm surrounded, Reno, by a bunch of nuts that are scared to death and trying to hide it. 'Cause I've been reading ghost stories for a week. It's Halloween time. But these ain't ghost stories. Demonology. I've been reading, as I always do, I seek for a gestalt when I teach, an awareness. But hey, one little incident doesn't get my attention. Pyramid wouldn't have got my attention if it got one or two dates right. But too many to be ignored. Bermuda Triangle wouldn't get my attention. Just a few ships and planes disappear. But when they disappear in the same place, Dr. Brown finds that crystal underwater when he's diving in that pyramid place, I pay attention. Now, this subject of demonology, if I hadn't been in town so long, I'd think you'd think I was crazy to teach about it. Now, I'm reading. I got my people scared. I've been here hours.